Have a nice weekend, land. This is your host, Corey, here. And special guest this morning, we got my older brother, Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing, Corey?
Pretty good. I'm glad everything started up. We got everything going, and here we are in the studio. I just want to let everyone know that it was several years ago where the man standing beside me, being my brother and all, got me interested in the radio in the first part. So today's section of Thank You Neighbor is going to be Thank You Brother.
Hey, you're welcome, Corey.
Yeah, you know what? Like sometimes people, the older brothers, like, oh, the older brother gives you a hard time, blah, 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 blah. You didn't give me a hard time. You set a proper example and you let me do my thing. Okay? So, love you, man. Did you hear that hug? You didn't see it, but you heard it, okay? So, yeah, that's today's Thank You Neighbor set. Want me to tell you about the weather? It's cold, kind of starting a little bit rain, but we're not going to get into that because we got a playlist and we got all kinds of other stuff going on for you today. So thank you for tuning in to Have a Nice Weekend here on CFMU 93.3 FM and CFMU.ca on the internet, right? Because here you are on the radio. So today we're going to do some things. We're going to have a little bit of fun. All the usual all the usual segments may not be included because we've got some special stuff for you today instead. Right? So, I don't know. Chris, what's on your mind? Tell me, how do you feel about all this?
Nothing. Just trying to take all this in, Corey. You're a wild man here at the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. So, yeah, okay. I think we're about ready to start here with our first song of the day. Today the playlist has been chosen by my older brother. He has curated the music, so you'll see. We're both members of Gen X. I'm a kind of late member, early member. We're different people, but we came from the same place, and here we are. So the first song, actually, this morning we have, this one has a pretty serious meaning because, you know, it involves a topic that's touched a lot of people. And when our dad had cancer, went into remission, this was the song.
Yeah, this was the song that they played during the celebration when you ring the bell. And yeah, kind of sticks with you.
Yeah, I guess so. So let's hear it. This is U2 and Beautiful Day on Have a Nice Weekend.
A blow shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that. It's a beautiful day to live and get away on the road, but you got destination in the mind, in a maze of her imagination. Your love is done, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day to live. Clearing the sea out, see the bedwind fires at night, see the oil fields at first light, and see the birds with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out.
Was Beautiful Day by U2 here on Have a Nice Weekend. Hello, good morning. I hope you are having a nice weekend because you are listening to CFMU 93.3 FM here in Hamilton. A very special happy birthday. Happy birthday, Christopher. Yeah, a little bit too early for that kind of stuff. So yeah, no, today you're not hearing the typical Have a Nice Weekend, even as unusual as it always is. You're just changing the pace, switching some things up today to honor my older brother who got me into music and got me interested in the radio in the first place. So without that, we wouldn't be here today. So thank you, brother, instead of thank you, neighbor. And yeah, we're going to, before we get to our next song, we're going to have a little bit of fun here because it's Have a Nice Weekend and I'm having a nice weekend and I'm trying to make sure that you are too. So are we ready, Chris?
You got a lot of notes there, Corey. Okay. I'm a little worried.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic on for a second there, but no. There's nothing to worry about here, dude. This is all fun. You're gonna like this. So for our listeners, I'm a young Gen Xer. My brother is an older Gen Xer, but we're Gen Xers, and we grew up in the same house because we came from the same parents. Go figure. And here we go. So we're gonna read off some things. I'm gonna get a reaction, and for your entertainment. So Chris, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, hamster.
No.
Sugar bowl, 45 degree angle against the glass, 3 weeks versus 3 seconds pepper plant, dude Lego house, Fruit Loop bazooka, dude Terrio, grooming turd toss, recede face, and then pissy feet. And then I can't read my last one there. But so we could tell a story about any of these. But hold on. You know what? We're going to play a song first, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to maybe, like, what the hell was that I just read? Well, we're going to find out in a minute. But first, we're going to play a little bit of Journey here on Have a Nice Weekend.
Living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Living just to find emotion.
Yeah, and that was Journey here on Have a Nice Weekend on CFMU 93.3 FM here in Hamilton and CFMU.ca on the web. So today is Chris's birthday show, and I'm reading off basically history to my older brother here for the sake of humor and entertainment to all of you wonderful listeners. So we just read off the hamster chart. What do you got to say about the hamster, dude?
I still can't believe that Mom let us have a hamster run around the table, dig through this sugar bowl, end up in the cookie jar, eat the crumbs out of the cookie jar.
Then pee in the cookie jar.
Then proceeds to get out and chew Dad's pepper plant that he has growing for the last, three or four weeks?
Yeah, three or four weeks to sprout it, and then 3 seconds just devours it. So,
it was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was great, man. If you might notice, the music is slightly different today because the curated playlist was provided by my older brother. So similar but different, right? So up next, we got a great Canadian band for you with a great drummer. May he rest in peace. Here's a little bit of Rush, Fly By Night, here on Have a Nice Weekend. And that was Rush here on Have a Nice Weekend. I hope you're enjoying this, listening to Christopher's happy birthday show. Yeah, that's right. I'm reading off lists of basically a history and trying to get a reaction for the sake of your entertainment. So before we talked about the hamster, and this time around, The topic is one of our first jobs, not my thing, but AMP. Thanks, Chris, for helping me get that job and for our first job delivering The Spectator. Thanks again. You know, they said, looking out for me. Hey, you got to work. You got to earn your money. You got to, you know, this is what you do. And I took, yeah, okay, this is how it goes. So right on. Good example. Let's talk about AMP because we got some stories. See this? Is watching the people were graffitiing this around AMP, the little eyes with the mustache is watching. Okay. I'm sorry to my sister-in-law. She had to send me home from the bakery that one morning when I wasn't ready for work. Chris and Larry are acting like losers. Dita, the permeated air manager. Vomiting Vera, the lady who showed up, shouldn't have been there, and sat in the front of the store with her shopping bag, being violently ill for all of the shoppers to gain an appetite. The white phone.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, good times. I remember when you started that job, you came and you always had good stories from work. And I was like, oh yeah, the juggling the paper towels, and all that kind of thing too. But yeah, so up next, we're going to play you a song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do a little chat. Okay, so let's here it is. We're going to have it on Have a Nice Weekend.
Look at all the places we've been, and look where we are. Something is amiss here, cause we never seem to get very far. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was Drop Your Guns here on Have a Nice Weekend. I hope you're listening and enjoying yourself. This is the birthday show where I'm doing stepping away from the usual, getting a little bit more unusual. I'm reading a list of things for entertaining my brother and for your entertainment too. And here we go. So this is Who, okay? So this is some Who stuff here. Not as in the band, the Who, which is a good band, actually. We won't be playing today, but maybe in the future. Actually, I have played in the future. But so here we go with Who, okay? Reading these off. Rex, Rex, Rex. and then you delivered the spectator incorrectly. Orange cheesy fingers. Hello, little man. Yeah. Mr. Long, not of no relation, standing at the top of the stairwell when we were collecting. Miss Westchuck, sitting down afterwards. Mr. K! yelling at the thing. Just a minute. deet, 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 deet. And then Mr. Kyoto's lawn.
Yeah.
Anything? Yeah.
I've got nothing for it. It's just so much to unpack there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's, as I said, I'm just, if people out there, listeners, are a little bit bewildered, yeah, maybe we just have to have a conversation after the fact. Because I said, I wrote off a few pages of just a bunch of crap that most of you don't know anything about. And I said, today it's all for my brother. So, because I said, he's the reason why I love the radio and in the first place. And that's why I'm here. So, giving thanks, gratitude, thank you, neighbors, thank you, brother, today. So, the playlist has been also selected by my brother. So, we're going to get to next. Before we had April Wine and Drop Your Guns.
Correct.
Yeah. And up next, we got Sloan, right? Motor City Maniacs. That's right. Sounds like out there, all the cars and waterfowl and everything. Hey, you get out of here now, God. Jeez, the geese are really, really belligerent at this time of year. And it's not even mating season yet. So strap on your boots because it's going to be crazy this summer. Here we go. Okay?
Give her.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that was Sloan here on Have a Nice Weekend. Thanks again, Chris, for selecting the playlist this week.
You're welcome, Cork. Thanks.
Right on. So right now, we have to do a little pause for the cause because, you know, it's part of the mandate here. It's expected.
Redefining radio in your community since 1978, continuing on our CanCon journey. Next up is a rock album. Of course, I am a rock nerd. By the way, my name is M. Harrison Shin, your production coordinator here in 93.3 CFMU. This is a Montreal band.
Yeah, okay. We're going to try a different PSA intro next time. But you know what? We're just going to move on right now because we're going to do it after. Next up, we're going to go back to our list here. This is the birthday show, and I wrote down a bunch of stuff that, you know, for the listeners, you might be struggling a little bit. Bear with us, man, because, you know, we're having a great time here, and hopefully we can get you all on board, and we're all happy here. So here we go. The next category here is food and tech. So we got the ketchup can stick from Merrittville.
Oh, yeah.
It's an open can of ketchup, flies, dirt from the races, all that good stuff. You know, add some extra grit. We got lawn darts.
Yeah, we...
Come on, okay. You got a story here.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. We're playing lawn darts in the... we're camping there. And we tossed one, ended up through the roof of the camper, through the canvas, and... Dad wasn't too impressed.
Yeah.
But none of us got it in the head, which was good. So yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
I remember, I think I was too young or non-existent at that point, but I just remember the silicone repair in the roof of the tent trailer. And I asked Mom, like, oh, what happened there? And her words, Christopher was being a stupid idiot.
Wow. Well, we're just playing lawn darts. That's all we're doing.
And we're all kids, and that's why we all grow, man. We've all made our mistake. But I don't mean to bring it, just, but that was Mom's words.
Like, and we're still here to tell the story.
Yeah, yeah, right. So here, just moving on next. Yeah, the lawn darts. The what else do we got? Rockets. You guys.
Yeah, we built rockets. We set them off at the park. We ended up in the neighbor's backyard and took the ladder off the side of the guy's garage to get it off the roof of his house. And
it was a different time back then.
Yeah, it'd be frowned upon now, I think.
Are those? Can we even still buy those kind of hobby rockets around here?
I don't know. They could still be available, yeah.
Yeah, maybe on the dark web, but who knows. That's moving on here. Jelly donuts and firecrackers.
Yeah, we've been known to blow up a few jelly donuts with firecrackers. And
for entertainment purposes only. No political motivations,
no,
right?
No. Just...
All right, just clear. So it was an act of good, of fun and not something else.
Yeah, it's funny when you throw them at each other, but...
yeah, as long as no one gets hurt, by the way.
Well, we're still here to talk about it, so...
Yeah. Pizza and videos. Like, I do my Canadian hit video parade. That comes from video hits. Back in the 1980s, music videos were kind of coming about.
Oh, it's huge. You ordered a pizza, you watch videos, and... Well... Friday night videos, and... There was a thing in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. When you're an older teenager and you're allowed to stay up that time and you have a job and money to order pizza and your little brother's upstairs in bed, time to go to bed, Corey.
Yeah, but you came down and had your share.
Yeah, that's right. Mom had the pizza. Don't fall asleep, Corey. Mom's going to eat the pizza. Pizza gets here. You're asleep. Eats the pizza herself. Gets it all over her housecoat. You know?
The best was when I ordered a pizza and fell asleep and the delivery guy's banging at the door and Mom come downstairs and had to pay for it.
Well,
it was classic.
At least it's happened. I did that before where I ordered something. I was living out of town at the time and I ordered a lasagna. And the next day I remembered that I did and I tried to go back and buy it. I'm like, when you put it in the fridge, like, you threw it out. All right, whatever. You know, stuff happens. But, you know, it's all good like that. So let's jump on to our next song here that you have picked out. Long Cool Woman. Talking about your wife.
Yeah, she's listening right now. I better be nice.
That's right. You know, hi, my sister-in-law and my nephew listening. But yeah, let's jump onto this one here with the Long Cool Woman from the Hollies. I think, yeah.
It is.
Okay. I just have to make sure that was queued up properly. So here's the Hollies, Long Cool Week, Long Cool Weekend? No. What's it called?
Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
That's right. On, have a nice weekend. And that was Long Cool Woman by the Hollies here on Have a Nice Weekend. Hello, good morning. I hope you're having a nice weekend, or just I'm helping you get the start of it. I'm here trying to get you started onto a nice weekend with some help from my older brother. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, Corey.
Yeah, we're celebrating. I said, this is the man who got me into the radio in the first place, and my lifelong love affair with the music kind of started there just because he played a radio in my vicinity and was like really into it. I would go to school and like, they'd be like, don't throw your stuff in my backyard, my backyard, my backyard, and come home and hear, you know, like, like, yeah, it had some grit, some feel, you know, and it kind of set my compass. I like my music.
Happy to be a good influence.
Yeah. Because all that other ill crap that I'm up to, that's all on my own. That's not your fault. So I'll be responsible. But so yeah. So yeah, we got we're gonna read off some more stuff here. Or did you have nothing you wanted to say back about any of this?
No, we're good to go.
Yeah, we're good to move on. All right. So next,
you got a lot of stuff to unpack here, Cor.
That's right. Well, now we're gonna go for places. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, oh, so anyone who just tuned in right now, it's celebrating my brother's birthday show. He's made the playlist, and I've just brought up a bunch of history, so I'm bringing it to him to so you enjoy, and for entertainment purposes. So here we go with places, Chris.
Okay.
Cartworld coupons. Well, yeah, from the TV guide from the paper. Oh, you owe us for the newspaper. Can we have your TV guide coupon for Cartworld? Buy a lap, get one free?
Yep, we did a lot of that.
What year did you make that amazing ice rink in the backyard with your snow fort, with your pop fridge?
Would have been probably
84 or 5?
Yeah, mid-80s. Yeah.
I just remember that the year we had the big storm, like you always made an ice rink for stuff, and we had snow forts, but that the snow fort that was so big that you could stand up in with the fireplace.
Had a fireplace and all. Yeah.
And the pop fridge. So after mom and dad went to bed, did the beverages change? Your adult son is listening and wants to know.
Possibly.
We'll just leave it at that there. It just, once again, it is past the statute of limitations, but here we go.
Yeah.
So next, what's this? I wrote down fridge, and I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, that was for the other, no problem.
When we left the beer in the fridge and it exploded and that was the freezer. Said, what happened here? Or in the freezer, yeah.
That's right, yeah, you know, so here's the thing. Carbonated beverages don't last too long in the freezing, just so you know. The Chevette's Bajan.
Yeah, we're known to do that, go off-roading and have a little bit of fun there.
You guys, yeah, your Chevettes were the deal. Like, you had a system in you had a home speakers in your Chevette.
Yeah.
Your acrylic Lamb Plus seat covers, your 10-band graphic EQ, your crash bars on the front of the car.
Yeah, we were known to run into each other occasionally.
Yeah, or make sure the tires were completely spent before you ditched the car for good, eh?
Yep.
Hey, I remember those pictures. I remember mom saying, oh, what's this?
What happened here?
The something dropped and the foot fell down. I said, ow, and pushed down and it spun out and took smoke in the tires on the Chevette. And right, Aunt Laura's parties.
Yeah, they were known to be a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Photo evidence.
Laura's listening out there.
so my adult cousin is also listening and wants to know what went on in her mother's house. Oh, wow, you know, good times. Grandma was in the bathroom.
Grandma was in the bathroom. Don't know that one. What's that?
We would just want to leave the canary in there.
Oh.
Yeah. and then what's this? Oh, baby powder. Yeah. I don't know. It used to be a thing. Like, have a shower and then, like, baby powder yourself. Grandma and the baby powder. I don't know. It was just a thing. Anyway, but that's that. just said, reading through some stuff for purposes of entertainment and things. And nothing else on that list that you wanted to say?
No, let's continue on.
Okay.
What do you got up next?
I think it's called Flirting with Disaster. And that was Molly Hatchett, right?
It is.
Okay, so let's give it a listen. Some Molly Hatchett Flirting with Disaster here on Have a Nice Weekend.
I'm driving down the road.
Yeah, I hope you got to listen to that and you enjoyed that one. So this is Have a Nice Weekend, and we're celebrating my older brother for his birthday coming up, and the man who got me into the radio in the first place. Remember our last, we were talking some things here, I mentioned Cartworld and the coupons, because we buy a lap, get a lap free. You're also the man who taught me how to, every time when I used to pilot an automobile and it'd be snowy road and I'd go to turn a corner, I couldn't turn it. I'd have to slide it around. I could just hear my brother's voice in the back of the head. Slide it, slide it. When you taught me how to slide the go-kart. Yeah, it translates onto the snowy road as well. But on the topic of go-karts, would you like to say something about go-karts?
Yeah, actually, this year is our 30th anniversary in business, RCM Racing Equipment.
And what do you do?
We sell go-karts parts. We sell parts for scale race cars, and we've been at it 30 years now, and got a lot of people to thank to get us to this point, that's for sure. But that's basically it.
Is this like just for anybody who's like kind of interested, or is this a little bit more professional and serious? Like, do you have an entry level cart?
Yeah, you know, there's entry level racing in that. That's basically where we are. We don't deal with the rental cart business at all, but kids right from 5 years old right to my Uncle Randy. He's going to be 66 this year, and he's still racing himself, so.
Yeah, it seems to be in the blood from mom's side of the family. That's why I always use the term, I used to pilot an automobile, but that's why I'm a public transit rider and a pedestrian and a coupon guy, because I was like, you know what, I can't help it, y'all don't drive the way I want you to, so I just took myself out of the mix. Yep. Anyway, but we are going to have to do a PSA because, you know, it is expected of us. So let's hold tight and hear this one up, and here it goes. That's right. So on February 8th at 2 p.m., Westdale Public Library presents Tower Poetry Society Poetry Workshop. Join for fun, supportive, and constructive poetry workshops. This session will be a special poet talk with longtime member Bernadette Rule. Seminal poems that make people into poets. The event is free to attend, so check that one out. Yes. Okay. Thank you again. So up next, we're out to say it again. This is Have a Nice Weekend. We are celebrating my older brother's birthday. He has curated the playlist, and we have a list of things that I like to read off to him because, it helps keep this fun and moving along here. So let's go for the list, actually. Here's some randoms. The peeing trough at Humberstone. That was the first time I ever experienced that. You and your classmates were the food fight legends of Sherwood.
Yeah, it was quite a deal. When the tables get flipped over and everybody took cover. And
back when food prices were affordable, right? Yeah. The whipped cream wall, you and Dad?
Yeah, Dad thought it'd be funny just to spray me with whipped cream, and what are you guys doing?
Just cuz?
What? No, just out of random. It just sounded funny.
Well, it is funny, but now I'm bewildered. It's like, you know, I was around then, or was I too young?
Oh, yeah, you're around.
That's the one I don't remember.
This probably explains a lot.
Yeah, I said I'm not. I remember all the stupid. Like, never mind what I was saying 30 seconds ago, but that thing from 30 years ago. How do you remember that? Because I do, I guess. But moving along from the whipped cream wall. How many people were probably the only North American family that decorated a cactus for Christmas time?
I don't know if it's.
And here's the story. You and I were both off that day, and it was like, oh, you guys are both off today. Why don't you guys go get a Christmas tree? You're like, why don't we just decorate the cactus?
Yeah,
were you serious?
Yeah.
Or just lazy?
No, and it stuck.
Yeah, well, I made sure it stuck. I was like, yeah, but I thought it was a great idea. I didn't know if you were serious or not. It sounded good to me, but yeah, that was that one. The what else we got here? Oh, stupid. Yeah, mom. Yeah, that's the fingernails. Like, mom, a very sweet, kind, gentle, passive woman. But, you know, like, screw around at her dining room table when we have guests, those fingernails come out, the drop brow. Man, like, I still, oh, man. Yeah. here we go. I remember the one time you made a comment. Our father flatulated, and you called it trumpet bomb. He's like, all right, next he's going to do the Star Wars theme. You know what that is? I've seen videos of this before. Sometimes when people pass wind, if it's done in the right intervals, it's like a perfect fifth. And that's what it was. Star Wars is a perfect fifth. And that's what I've seen videos about this. So when they do a perfect fifth, you know, so there it was. Star Wars. It was a because the trumpet. Anyway, so enough about that. Then we got, oh yeah, Dad's going to slice off your melon. we got it with the when we got the truck, your friend kind of gave it the used car kick the tire thing, and I kind of kicked the hubcap, and you're like, careful, Dad's gonna slice off your melon. And I'm like, what? I didn't know what that meant. Like, I didn't know, but just didn't sound any good. I didn't want a part of it, so don't kick hubcaps, kids. You know, yeah. All right, ace. you guys, that was a 70s word, I guess. Ace.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm trying to bring it back for 2025. So all you Gen Alphas, ace, A for Alpha, ace. Okay. And remember when I would try to consume my breakfast, and you'd be like making me laugh. And you'd say things like spray, lose it, kabang. And I would just remember the one time I spit milk all over the curtains. Mom was really impressed. She's like, "Oh, nice shot, Cor. Chris, thank you for initiating that." Good times. All right, I'm gonna try to play this PSA intro again. Right. Well, then, I guess I'm going to have to read another PSA because I played the intro. So, Friday, February 8th, again, at 7:30 p.m. at the First Ontario Concert Hall, HBO performs the music of James Bond. Nobody does it better than Bond. Hamilton native Darcy Heppner, that's the jazz host from CFMU here, takes on a thrilling adventure for your ears only through the iconic music of James Bond films. Hamiltonian vocal stars bring the swagger and the romance of such Bond film songs as License to Kill, Goldfinger, and Skyfall. Get your tickets on Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra website. So, Chris, last list here before we roll out. We got audio, the radio. Oh, Q1010, yeah. Yeah, I said that was a sampler. The tape recorder you gave me was my first sampler with Star Wars. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Stop, rewind. Yeah. House music. I learned about house music with you watching the New Music Show. We saw Herbie Hancock scratching records on New Music, probably with you again. We watched NWA Straight Outta Compton video for the first time together. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Video games, balloon fight, the Mario Kart glitch, or Mario Donkey Kong glitch cartridge. Yeah, Mousetrap music, Oil's Well, BC's Tired Bouncing Uphill. Okay, that's not even funny. That's just a bunch of nostalgia. So I think it's actually time for us to roll out, dude.
Wow, that was quick, bud.
Yep. So I didn't get through all of your playlist here, but I did my best. We're going to have to play.
It's all good.
Let's do the Styx, Grand Illusion. Here on Have a Nice Weekend. So the thing, I'm just going to say that love is love. We're all neighbors. Try to be kind to each other. Happy birthday coming up, Chris.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for helping make it a success of what it is. Thanks for bringing me here.
No, you're just a wild man here in the studio.
Right on. Thank you so much. So, we're going to finish off here with the Sticks. And I just wanted to say to all of you, thank you very much for listening to Have a Nice Weekend. My name is Corey. See you next weekend. Just want to say love is love. Be kind to each other. And okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
Sorry, I'm going to have to re-sign off again because I made a little mistake. I'm not used to having a guest here in the studio. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for having me on, Corey. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, now I can hear your voice beside you, but now I also hear it in my headphone. So, you know, just once again, saying goodbye. And anything else for our listeners?
Oh, that's it. Everybody, have a nice weekend. Okay. Well, see ya. Bye-bye.
Well said. Here it is.